This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business, Asia's first employer ecosystem platform for better health, wealth, and wellness choices. I'm talking about CXA, and they aim to unlock wellness in the workplace without firms spending more by converting existing insurance and healthcare dollars into early detection and disease prevention. And CXA empowers employees to become healthier while reducing healthcare costs. I'm here with Rosalyn Koo, founder and CEO of CXA Group. Good morning, Rosalyn.
Good morning, Frida.
I know we've had you on BFM, so this is a little bit of history. We didn't go into history about why you started this company in 2013, and I guess your background and how what's been happening with CXA Group since last year. But let's get back to the beginning, why you started the company.
Yeah, I was running the 14 countries, including Malaysia, for Mercer and Marsh. Mm-hmm. And we had grown 800% in my time there. But despite that growth, clients complained about the whole insurance industry, not just about us. And they complained about the rising costs, how employees didn't want one size fit all. And they complained a lot about how antiquated, submitting paper claims and waiting to be reimbursed, right? So there are constant complaints about that. And despite companies spending so much money, so much more money every year, employees' health were getting worse. So I actually spent 5 years in a row begging for $10 million to invest in Asia. And they never said yes. So I left. And unfortunately, I didn't expect to spend $10 million on my own, but I did. I borrowed $5 million and I took all my savings and my husband's savings for the other $5 million and built CXA.
Right. Okay. And what's happened since, just before we get to 2020, right? Because I think you were trying the adoption, the acceptance of what you wanted to do when you started CXA in 2013. What did you see happening? And was there a shift with 2020? Because you talk a lot about mindfulness and all the other things that encompasses health, right, beyond the physical. But let's just talk about before 2020 hit, what was happening in that space?
So we actually opened up offices in Singapore, Hong Kong, Beijing, Shanghai. And actually, won over 500 companies and about 1 million users, because there were a lot of corporates who also believed in shifting treatment money to prevention, including nutrition, mental health, physical activity. So we did. We actually were able to move the needle because companies did want their employees to tailor the money they spent on them, on themselves, and do early detection.
Right.
And figure out ways to get healthier without spending any more money.
Right.
So we actually were able to move companies away from the global firms to an Asia-based company, startup. So we did that. We opened up our own brokers in all these cities.
And I guess, and that's quite positive in the sense that you talk about early detection because ultimately it will benefit them in terms of medical costs.
Yes, yes. We actually had this giant company in China who told us, look, we bought insurance, but you know what happened? We discovered too many late-stage cancers. It was too late. And they also said, we pay for health screening. Why can't there be one firm that consolidates health screening as well as insurance, as well as helping employees improve their health before it's too late?
Right.
So that's what we did. We actually integrated all the players so that we could detect diabetes early, hypertension early, right? And do something about it. And firms can spend the same amount of money, but employees can shift it. Because if you're married, let's say you're married, and you're married to someone that's also working, you know, 70% of married couples are dual income.
Yeah.
You can't submit a hospital receipt to two insurance companies. So it's wasted. So what if you can free up, you know, your insurance spend and move it to early detection and disease management and getting healthier? Right. So we are shifting, you know, everyone talks about shifting from treatment to prevention. What if we made it happen?
Right.
What if we're able to allow people to shift that money, that same money the companies are spending, but it's just for sick care? Why can't we pay for well care?
Right. And it's common sense, right?
Yes, but it's always about the money, right? At that moment when you discover you have a disease, can you do something about it, right? Could you shift them? Because sometimes you don't have the money.
Right.
But what if it's the same money that would have been spent on sick care? So yeah, that was our whole mission, right? Shift the money, help companies do it for their employees.
Right. Since you're spending the money anyway, but to put it in the right places.
Exactly. And tailor it to each person.
Right. So would most of your clients, I guess, be the larger companies?
We started with the larger companies, but we discovered that small companies have the same needs, right? They have the same needs. So we started everything we did for big companies, we started productizing and simplifying for smaller companies. So we started with smaller companies that were buying insurance or were paying, reimbursing their employees if they go to the hospital or see doctors. And we allowed them to do the same. And so once we did that, we decided, well, why can't we build this for the insurance companies themselves, right? Because they have a lot of small and medium enterprises. So in 2019, before COVID, we started building this for the insurance companies for their SMEs.
Right. Okay, and then we'll see what transpired after last year. And, you know, the space that you're in, are there a lot of players that provides that kind of end-to-end almost?
So there's a lot of, like, telemedicine, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of third-party administrators that connect the insurance companies with the clinics. There are a lot of brokers, but they did not build the tech. There are a lot of insurance companies, but they have no tech. There are a lot of wellness companies, but they don't free up money, right? So HR has no tech, right? They're just trying to help their employees. So we decided, why can't we cover end to end? There are also disease management companies, right? There are specialists, but we found ourselves alone in this space, you know, everything from HR to the insurance to the health screeners to the clinics to the hospital to disease management to wellness, freeing up the money. So because you have to connect a whole village in each city you go to make this work. And maybe people saw us and said, this is so hard. You have to build a village in every single city. And because of the regulations, you have to buy brokerage licenses. So it's not an easy model to do because of the regulation.
Right, right. So the barrier to entries are very high.
They're very, very high.
Okay. And we'll talk about, you are working with Endeavor and also, you know, what did you see happening in 2020 in terms of what employees and employers need. In just a moment, I'm here with Rosalind Koo from CXA Group. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
Be free, Malaysians. BFM 89.9, the business station.
morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with Rosalind Koo from CXA Group. You know, we're just talking about, you know, how you started in 2013, trying to meet the needs of employees and employers in terms of disease management and all that. And in a way, it was much needed, not knowing what was going to happen in 2020. What did you see happening in 2020? You know, that people just, you know, took this a little bit more seriously.
Yeah. So in 2020, all the work we did where we connected teledoctors and e-pharmacy, that accelerated like crazy. In China, we not only connected to telemedicine, we actually had a marketplace where we sold masks, COVID tests, sanitizers. That went haywire, right? Especially in the beginning because no one had any masks, right? So we were there from the very beginning. But we also discovered that any face-to-face business, that just like stalled entirely because no one was leaving their house, especially with all the restrictions in all the countries. So our business in Singapore and Hong Kong stopped completely, right? Clients didn't leave, but you couldn't generate new business. In China for 2 months, of course, you know, everyone had to stay home for those 2 months. But after the restrictions relaxed, because China was so hard on this, our China business, you know, completely went back to normal and grew like crazy because we were ready for COVID.
Right.
But by 2020, our business with the insurance companies, where we connected them to the teledoc, that and digitized a lot of their business, that grew a lot.
Right.
So what we decided, our learnings from COVID, was that we sold off our face-to-face business. Because to me, COVID revealed what would happen in the future. It accelerated remote and digital businesses, but it showed clients that you don't need to have business face-to-face, right? So we decided, okay, the future really is much more digital, much more remote. Our business, where we actually help firms engage their employees with step challenges, since everyone had some kind of hybrid working, where they can post pictures of themselves exercising, eating their different food. There's Asians post a lot of food pictures. Not always healthy, I have to tell you. Meditation, right? Biking, boating, whatever it was. That actually grew a lot. So anything to engage remote employees,
right?
Get them access to telemedicine and doctors, food delivery, access to anything virtual, that grew. So for us, we sold off all of our face-to-face businesses and focus on our tech business.
Right. And doing that, that's going to be a permanent thing. You feel that the face-to-face aspect of the business will be redundant, or do you see, you know, some form coming back in the future when it's all...
It will come back. I mean, to me, digital enables and supports face-to-face. But a lot of the mundane and simpler things could be automated, and you have the face-to-face when it gets more complex.
Right.
But a lot could take place virtually. I mean, we had so much more business with the telemedicine business. For simpler things, but when it's serious, you do want to be in that clinic.
You know, and having done this for, I guess, close to 10 years, I mean, what drives you personally? I mean, why is it about this? I mean, there's business, I'm sure, but it's obviously the passion as well in what you do, right? What's the deeper why, I guess?
I guess I became super obsessed in my time in the corporate world, when every client complained about the same things that you couldn't solve. But what if we can lower the costs of insurance and lower the costs of doctors just by getting rid of all the middlemen, right? What if we could detect cancer much earlier, right? What if we can get people healthier until, instead of waiting until it's too late? We actually believe this is a worthy cause, right? Insurance is kind of like a necessary evil, but what if we can turn it into a force for good? So yeah, even after 10 years, even though I'll be 60 this year, I'm still obsessed about the same things because this is a solvable issue. It's not easy.
Right.
It's never been easy. Being in a startup is the most unglamorous thing you can ever do in your life, right? Because you struggle every day. You worry about payroll. You worry about your employees. You worry that your business will fail any day now, right? But if it's for a worthy cause, those obsessions don't really leave. You just have to get over the bad days to start every new day. Having a startup, it's you grow so much because you learn about all your limitations, right? And you get others who are equally obsessed, right? Who will walk with you on this journey together. It's a journey.
Hence, wellness and mindfulness makes the most sense.
Oh, yeah. You need to have good mental health to get through this journey yourself. You're not just helping your clients and their employees. You're like trying to make sure you're mentally healthy so you can continue each day because it's not easy.
Right. And of course, you know, I have to talk about you working with Endeavor, right? And how's that, you know, that relationship, how has that helped you in your business?
I really appreciate the Endeavor team because they're such a massive network. They're really good at giving feedback and introducing you to others in their network, other entrepreneurs, so you don't feel so all alone, but also others in their network who run large companies who could be your clients. So it's a good thing, right? If a firm can actually help you grow your business.
And I know their mandate working with high impact entrepreneurs, right? And I guess moving forward, as we see vaccination happening and all that, and hopefully it will be over soon, what's next for CXA Group?
So we have started signing up insurance companies, but in Singapore, what's really neat is we're about to start work with the Government Health Promotion Board.
Right.
And potentially we could be the platform that helps employers and SMEs, right? Mm-hmm. Incentivize people to make it easier to get health screening, but also work with the health promotion board to help people improve their health results mentally, physically, so they don't get the chronic diseases. And if they do have it, help with the interventions. So it's great. We're working with governments because everyone's hyper aware of health right now and diseases. No one wants to catch a disease. I mean, that's what we learned from COVID. Right. Beware. But what if from that we could help countries? So we're about to commence that work. And we're also helping insurers so that their platform includes early detection and disease management instead of just sick care. So, yeah, that's the next stage for us.
And I think if you look at this part of the world as well, there has been a greater awareness and, you know, in the whole wellness aspect of things, right? I think that's positive. And thanks to COVID, you know, it's accelerated. If anything good has come out of this.
Exactly. It's accelerated all of the technology and awareness that comes with health, not just physical health, but mental health. And so I do believe we're on the verge of greater things. Coming out of COVID.
Right. Well, all the best with your endeavors. I'm listening to Rosalind Koo from CXA Group, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.